Hi, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. This is a Citizens Washington update. As you may already know from the little clicks on your phone line, Washington utilizes some of its resources to keep track of ordinary Americans like you and me. Not that we can't track ourselves, but maybe Dick Cheney wants to keep a GPS on everyone just in case he feels another need to pull the trigger. Speaking of agencies, the Food and Drug Administration, who sounds like they may be tapping the D in their title, is a Washington resource whose motto is, if it's not food, it's a drug and must be administrated. Hadn't mentioned vitamins are no good for us in a while, so they decided to say something the American people already know. Flash, Americans are gaining weight. They found this out not through exhaustive research, but their pants were getting a little tight, and they had to go to Clothes R Us to help get them taken out. They want the food service industry to help counteract the nation's obesity epidemic. That's like asking Halliburton to turn down a government contract because they have enough. The FDA wants restaurants to reduce portion size, and when they can convince Teddy Kennedy, maybe I'll fall into line. Now, I don't want a restaurant manager to assume I'm too short for my weight. I might be gearing up for a role in the summer stock production of Hairspray as a male Ricky Lake. I know. Sorry for the visual. Restaurants are not the guardians of my waistline. A sharing charge when you split a meal helps your bottom, but not their bottom line. They tell us it would be anonymous and painless. Sure, and the doormat would be a scale which relays information to the maitre d' who slips you the other menu. I know that Washington wants what's best for me. They've given me direction on who I should marry, who I should pray to, and what language I should speak. But if one restaurant reduces portion size, I'll just go across the street. Hey, maybe I'll go to Denny's Beer Barrel Pub in Pennsylvania and order the world's biggest burger at 9 pounds. This belly buster includes 2 whole tomatoes, a half head of lettuce, 12 slices of cheese, a cupful of peppers, 2 onions, and all the mayo, ketchup, and mustard you can fit in a semi. If you crave a smaller burger, they have the 2-pound Challenger, a 3-pound baby boy as well. They also have a nurse on call. The dessert tray comes on a forklift and has enough calories to lift a Saturn rocket with a full payload off the launch pad, or power an NFL team from preseason to Super Bowl. We can live with a food pyramid with a foundation of pizza, burgers, and dessert, because in these stressful times, those foods are more comforting than the phrase, the Iraqi forces are now stepping up. The bottom line is, don't tell Americans what to eat. Relaxed fit jeans are quite comfortable, thank you, and naked bellies must be in, we've seen enough of them. I would encourage the FDA to stop slopping at the trough of public indifference and eat a little crow for a change. Then they won't have to go to Clothes R Us when they get too big for their britches. No, lucky the Wonder Dog doesn't need a doggy bag all the time. So for me, it's tomorrow's lunch, because there's enough calories for 2 days at least. And that's your Radio Buzz.